We start off the hour with our Board of Education meeting recap from last night. We have Skip Altig, our board president, joining us in the studio, along with Stuart Simpson, our director of finance and operations here for the North Platte Public School District. Gentlemen, good to see you in the studio again. Happy February.
Thank you. Nice weather, huh?
Yeah, it's something, isn't it?
I'm getting my flip-flops and Hawaiian shirt out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. 7 degrees.
I know, come on. Yeah.
Might as well do some tanning, huh? Skip, first time we're having you here in the studio in the new calendar year. Of course, big news last month, you were reelected as the Board of Education president here. Is this your second term?
Yes, this is the second year that I was elected president, and I was real pleased with that, and we will go forward. And Joanne Lundgren was reelected vice president, Matt Peterson as secretary. So the officers stayed the same.
Yep. And the board here in the new year, very similar, one new board member. How do you feel that she's doing so far?
Angela's doing great. I've had several conversations with her since she was elected. She is eager to learn. When I think of her, that's what I really think of, because she always has a lot of questions to make things, to understand how operations of a board work, plus a school system, and secondly, how eager she is to get as much information on whatever it is we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very impressive for me.
And did I hear you say at the January meeting that you taught several of the Board of Education
members? I actually taught Joanne Lundgren, that was not her name at the time, and Angela, who, and Blasey was not her name at the time, and Matt Peterson, yes.
Okay.
I taught all three of them.
Okay. So as an educator here, post-education, are you kind of pleased with how those three turned out?
Oh, yes. It's not a surprise to me at all on all three of them, yes.
Couple of very active board individuals there and active community citizens, too.
Yes.
Board of Education meeting last night. I think I got a press release from Tina Stewart. Budget was brought up a little bit last night and addressed here publicly.
Yeah, Tina sent out a press release last night after the Board of Education meeting, just really addressing. We received preliminary information in regards to the state aid. We know it's just preliminary. But based upon the calculations for our poverty program, we got an additional $1.4 million on the need side of the formula, which really equated to an increase in state aid,
okay,
which we were pleased to see. We weren't anticipating that, because as you know, when you look over trends of numbers, you know, you're not seeing that large of increase. So I guess it threw us off guard, but we're pleased that we got that information.
A positive surprise.
Positive, very much so.
Stuart has actually been working on this for 3 years, correct?
Correct. Correct.
He has been working on it, and never know when it's going to happen, but it happened this year. And really, as a board, what we look at is how the diligence of Stuart and Dr. Hansen in keeping going after this is what really got us this poverty fund. And so I want to give all kudos to both Stuart and Ron for doing this.
Mm-hmm. A lot of work that goes in behind the scenes that folks don't realize, and I think this is a good example of that.
Correct. And the budget is a monthly thing that we work on. I think sometimes people think it's, oh, we just do it in August.
Yeah.
But it is something that we talk about every month.
Yeah,
but
only. It's like the legislature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talk about every month. We work on it every month, and it's a process that takes a whole long year to get it put together, and this is just like one of the pieces of the puzzle that comes together.
Awesome.
To make it all fit.
Of course, we have George Lobby joining us here as our co-host this morning as well. And
glad to be here.
Always
Thanks.
Good to have George in the studio.
Yeah, a little sluggish this morning, just a little bit.
We were just joking a minute ago, it's a heat wave coming our way. 7 degrees is a high today.
So. You know, at least the wind's not blowing, so
exactly. It's
not that bad out. Stuart, I think you usually take a walk in the mornings, don't you?
I did. I took a walk this morning. I thought it was actually balmy because it was 1 degree. So I
awesome.
Put a little bit of long underwear on and got around there. Yeah. So
put the long johns on and good to go.
I made my dogs happy, so I was pleased.
Good.
You know, you talk about this budget being an ongoing process, and I've been covering the school board for a lot of years, and it almost seems like it's a 24/7 process.
For Stuart, yes.
Yeah, I don't know if Stuart ever quits or his staff.
Well, no, because once I'm getting done with last year's, obviously we're starting to look at student enrollment because that drives a lot of stuff in the state aid formula. So I'm starting to look at next year's, and then that's affecting the year after. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to get the budget taken care of in September, then October, the last fiscal year's all the audit and everything taken care of, and then we're then waiting for the legislature to start up, and then as Skip knows, because he sits on a legislative committee with the school boards, I mean, it's continual talk about, can we get better funding for the schools? Can we help special ed funding? Can we, what's going to happen with the state aid formula? Are they going to postpone it? So we're getting that dynamics, plus then all the other items surrounding it, from student discipline to, what we need to do in the classroom to help to educate our students.
Does this money that for poverty, so apparently there's more poverty than what had been the state had been aware of in the community. Is that a nutshell, or is that too simple?
I'm going to say that's probably an accurate representation.
Okay.
It's a simple looking at, and as Skip knows, we've talked about it over the years, and we continually say we're increasing our poverty numbers. This year we were at 60%. Last year we were at 50%. So we know that our poverty across the district is slowly but surely increasing. And this last year we actually added Eisenhower to our community eligibility program for school lunches.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, we know that the dynamics are changing, but we weren't seeing that push through on the formula of the poverty funds. But now we're pleased, and we'll continually know that we have more money set aside in there to help our students in the classroom. So in that, hopefully next year we can get a little bit more.
Does this go a ways towards alleviating the budget shortfall that you were grappling with, or?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Good.
Quite a ways? Or?
Yeah, 1.4 million out of the two.
Yeah, I can't remember what the mergers and talk and that, all the adjustments you were considering.
Yeah, because it was going to be a $2 million shortfall.
Okay.
And now, with that 1.4.
Yeah, that's a big.
Yeah, big difference.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we have taken all the mergers of schools off the table at this time. Actually, we did that last month.
Right.
In our discussion, we took it off at that time. So
we're still looking at some kind of adjustments.
Well we have some minor adjustments, I think, but they aren't going to be what I call major issues.
Mm-hmm. Great.
It's going to stay away from the classroom.
Okay.
Totally.
Great.
I will guarantee you that.
Okay.
It's going to stay away from the classroom.
And that's what I got to say about Dr. Hansen, as him and I worked through this budget and what we need, or this budget, any of the budgets. We continually try whatever the fluctuation is in state aid is staying away from the classroom, because that's where our education resides. And what can we do on the other areas within the district to at least help subside what's going on?
So that's one of the things, again, I'll go back with Stuart and Ron, what they're really good at is trying to look at starting away from the classroom and going out, instead of looking at the classroom, because that's what we're here to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to keep that going, the classroom, as best as possible. And so those two are really, really good about doing that. And with this, when we got the information about the 1.4 million, I just, I was elated. Stuart, I got it in an email, but I was elated about it because I knew exactly what happened. It changed the dynamics of what we were looking at totally.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Skip Altig, Stuart Simpson joining us here on KODY for our Board of Education meeting recap. Legislative update yesterday, Stuart. What's going on down at the unicameral that may be affecting North Carolina Public School District?
I'm sorry I laughed.
Skip and I, he has meetings every week, and I get updates continually from my professional organization. And, we're watching items from controlling a ballot referendum for property tax to a 3% cap, increasing special ed funding to, I think the big one is LB 288, post-funding state aid.
Right.
And I'll let Skip mention it, but the last thing is that we even started floor debate.
No.
And that's going to be next week. Postpone state aid, that only gives them 2 weeks to get everything done. So
yeah, they are doing hearings both in the morning and the afternoon. which is generally it was just in the afternoon because they're trying to get all this in as far as the hearings go. And so you really have to wait and see which ones are ready.
Sure.
You know, with all the number of bills that they introduced this year, was 674.
I believe.
Wow. Yeah.
And there's a lot. Senator Groen even said that yesterday. There's a lot that's not going to make it out of
Congress. Oh, sure. And there's no way they can handle all that.
No.
And I think as far as the NASB Legislative Committee, which I sit on, they know that there are several that bills that get introduced just to get introduced.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them they don't intend to go anywhere. And we really only deal with the ones that deal with education. However, there were 100 of them.
Yeah.
Of the 674,
only 100.
100 of them dealt directly with education.
And the Education Committee itself looks entirely different, too. Not only a new representatives on that committee.
Correct. And actually, last week, Stuart and Ron and I were on a legislative, it was a legislative conference that we generally have in Lincoln, and only Zoom.
Sure.
Which is kind of nice. We didn't have to drive to Lincoln. And Senator Walz was one of
The new
senators that talked to us, yes, and talked about her goals, the things she was looking to do, and how she is a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
She taught. She has a pretty good idea on things about classrooms. And so she has a really straight agenda that she has planned to do in the next 2 years that I was really impressed with. And we had Senator Flood, who talked to us. You know, he was the speaker when he was in the unicameral before.
Norfolk Senator.
Yeah, and he's back on, and some of the goals he has. Senator Brewer to us. Hilger.
Speaker.
Speaker talked to us as well. It's about a four-hour we had, and then so it's really good to hear what they have to say. Plus, they do answer questions.
Mm-hmm.
That you have now, you had to send them through it. There were like 200.
It's not as simple as raising the hand anymore.
There were like 270 some school board members in a Zoom. So, but every year they host that on the board, and it's very, very enlightening.
Awesome. I'm going to wrap up here in a few moments. But anything else from the Board of Education meeting you guys want to bring up?
We ratified our master agreement with the teachers.
But you may want to just mention about what Scott gave a presentation.
Oh, Scott really Siegel and Vicki Carlson did a great presentation last night, probably the board meeting, on Bulldog Time, the kind of homeroom type of thing they do at the high school, and the improvements that they have seen specifically in tardies since they've implemented that.
That's early in the day, right?
Yes, it starts, it's the first thing in the day.
Yeah.
And secondly, on U-Science, which is a test that students take as a freshman that kind of gives them an idea what their capabilities are and their interests and what they might be looking forward to, an idea of what you would be good at and be.
Life after high school.
Kind of exploring some career opportunities.
Yes, and the idea is that students aren't stuck in that, but like if you're really good in science, that's an area you should go, or you're really good in communications or whatever it is, that's an opportunity to take it later. But I think that really...
It's not a life sentence.
No. I think sometimes we get... But the idea is it gives the student and teachers an idea of where this person might be headed.
Sure. And parents, too.
Yeah.
Never too early, really.
No.
So that Bulldog Time, I think, too, that Mr. Stevens, some improvements...
Correct.
Of the high school.
And that was the whole idea that they implemented it, was the idea that a teacher that you could rely on and have faith in as far as helping you out. And I think that has, from what they talked about last night, I believe that they have done a great job with that. And
so I'm going to put
that on Mr. Siegel as far as being the leader of it. I really think that is what has staff in order to make that something that's been successful. And I will go back, the tardy thing, I was amazed at.
That's huge.
Yes, absolutely. As a, it was one thing I fought all the time when I 8 o'clock was tardies.
Yeah, punctuality.
Yes.
Never too early to start that.
Once in a while it happens, but
it does. Yeah. Well, once in a while it happens, but not 4 out of 5 days a week.
Yeah, that's right.
Agreement with the teachers too that was reached last night
for next year.
Okay.
Next year,
22.
The biggest thing is that we are offering full family insurance and dental for staff.
Okay.
We've been working on that, actually, to get that back up the last 5 years.
I believe so.
Yeah. And also, our base salary is set at 38.5.
Right.
And also, there's some other things in there that are what I call minor changes. We have, teachers will now be paid for working activities.
Oh, awesome.
That's always been kind of a, you need, like, every teacher had to do four.
Sure.
All the years that I taught, we had to do four, five, depending on.
Even it out as much as possible.
And they will be paid now for that. And something with personal leave as taking can extend a vacation on certain. Mark Nicholson and I and Stuart and Kevin Mills were the ones who negotiated for the board in the. And then Nicole Bruck did a great job. She was the lead negotiator for the teachers. David Cooper was on there, Jimmy Pack, Alan Furlong, and Lenore Weatherly, right?
Okay.
Okay, for the teachers. We met six times.
We have an agreement reached, too.
How much is that base salary increase from last year?
It's $905, and I'm going. I don't have a percentage on it, but we also
out of 38.5 or
right.
something. Yeah.
And but second of all, we took a $1,200 stipend and sort of made it an index and moved it right into there. So
that was for health care in the past or simply
right.
stipend.
Since we're going to cover it,
yeah,
we're changed it.
Well, the teacher seemed excited.
I would say so.
Yeah.
And they should be.
So there again is emphasis on the classroom.
Correct.
And putting some money
and keeping those quality educators, too.
Yeah. Yes.
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 That's huge. So, well, gentlemen, as always, we appreciate the time. Look forward to talking to you again down the road.
Well, thank you very much.
Nice seeing you.
Yeah.
See you.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs of the Morning after a quick break.